What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be, as you can see, I'm standing outside. Yeah, my daughter went to sleep inside, so I came outside to record. So today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist apologizes. I know what people, look, I already know what you're going to say. Lee, a damn narcissist did not apologize. You can stop it right there. Stop it right now. We're not listening. Hey, stop it right now, Lee. Don't you do the damn line. We know you're a narcissist, Lee. We know you're a narcissist. We already know that. You made it clear. You're still a narcissist. So this whole episode is a lie in and of itself. No, y'all. Narcissistic people, like, listen to, but feel me right here. How do narcissists apologize? One way that a narcissist apologizes is by blaming you. literally, however you pronounce it, I'm going to say literally, they will blame you for whatever they've done to you. Whatever they have done to you, they will blame you. They'll put it back onto you, deflection, like, ha, 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 ya, back at you. What about what you did? And I know what you're thinking. Lee, that's not a damn apology. Yes, it is to a narcissist. That's how narcissistic people apologize. That's them taking accountability. But what about what you did? What about what you did 10 years ago? You remember when we first met and you didn't tip the waiter and I had to tip? Yeah, I know I cheated. We're clear about that. But what about when you left 19.7% of a tip instead of 20%? You're evil. I should have left you then. You couldn't do 0.3%. Wow, you're evil. You can get in the full 20%. You evil as hell. What about what you did? That's one way that narcissistic people apologize. The second way a narcissist apologizes is by it's by leaving you, by disconnecting from you, or by going completely silent on you, by giving you the silent treatment to punish you for catching them in whatever they did. And y'all, I know I got a new dope shirt. I got to show my shirt off. Y'all got to see that. I'm an 80s baby, 1985 right here. If y'all on my podcast, I had a Reptar shirt on. Reptar, come and get your Reptar from Rugrats. But yeah, silent treatment. They'll go silent on you or leave you, break up with you, disappear on you, stonewall, and act like you don't exist. Silence is an apology to a narcissist because they feel like if they be silent long enough, you'll either forgive them or you'll end up apologizing for whatever they did to you. You will end up apologizing for whatever you did, whatever they did to you. You'll end up apologizing for. And I know when I say that in a lot of my videos, so many people can attest to that. They were like, well, I ended up apologizing or begging for forgiveness for something that they did to me. And it was kind of confusing. So yeah, they'll go completely silent on you just to avoid accountability, to avoid anything. And I know again, what you're going to say is, Lee, that's not an apology. Exactly. Because you typically don't get, you know, authentic, contrite apologies from narcissists. You just don't get those. You get, look, another way a narcissist apologizes, the third way, is by a blanket statement apologies. Blanket statements. I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry you felt that way. I'm sorry your feelings got hurt. I'm sorry something, you know, something along those lines. I'm sorry. Beards. I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry your feelings got hurt. I'm sorry for everything. Yeah, what does I'm sorry for everything even mean? What does that mean? Peel back the layers of the words, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry you got hurt. I'm really sorry I hurt you. What does that mean? A true, genuine, authentic apology.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It requires some accountability. Tell me what you did. Tell me exactly what you're apologizing for. Put it on them. Put the pressure on them. Put it on them. If you really want them to apologize, put it on them to really apologize. I'm sorry for everything doesn't mean shit. Sorry for cussing. I'm sorry for cussing. I'm sorry for all the cuss words. I'm sorry for everything. So I just did. Y'all made me cuss. Y'all give me so hype, made me repeat myself. Y'all made me cuss. This is your fault. But what about you? What about what you did? You act like you're perfect in your life. You know what I mean? So the blanket statement apologies are not apologies, y'all. And again, I know what you're going to say. Lee, that's not an apology. Again, I'm going to say exactly, because narcissists don't offer you contrite, genuine, authentic apologies where they just look at you directly in your face and tell you exactly what they did wrong to you. That requires, look, I'm just telling you, that requires a level of at least some empathy, because they admit to what they did wrong. If they cheat on you, I know I talk about cheating all the time. Let's say it's your parent, right? Let me use a different example. Let's say you have a parent that could be a narcissist, like your mom. Let's say it's your dad. Your dad's a narcissist, right? Your dad is a narcissistic, you know, a-hole, just terrible to you, just evil to you. You know, let's say they just beat your ass for something minute. They say they beat your ass for something small that you have done to them, right? Something small, you got a A-minus in school and they beat you for it. You're like, what'd I get beat for? Look, I'm sorry. It's hard being a dad. You know, when you're a dad, you understand what it is. I'm sorry for wanting the best for you. That's not an apology, y'all. That's a parent literally justifying their actions to you. They try to justify it within the apology. That's not an apology, y'all. Them trying to justify their behaviors inside the apology is, again, not an apology. How is that an apology? Y'all, explain it to me. I'm sorry you made me do this to you. I'm sorry I want the best for you. That's not an apology. Again, it's not an apology. Y'all, look. I say this right here. Consistent changed behavior is the only acceptable apology, not just from narcissists and toxic people. Consistent changed behavior is the only acceptable apology from anybody. Y'all just so ready to hear the damn words "I'm sorry" with no kind of action behind them. Words without actions are meaningless. That's just more manipulation. They're just adding to the fire. That's breathing life into the fire. The fire is almost out. Ooh, I'm sorry. Ooh. Take a deep, hot ass, stinking ass, some stank ass, narcissistic, toxic breath, and breathe it right onto the fire. The fire that was almost out. You was almost over it. Then here they go. I'm sorry for everything. Woo. Woo. Flame in go. Now the flames are 6 feet high. What is it? Toxic narcissistic breath. It sounds like I'm talking about a dragon, doesn't it? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry for everything and making you laugh. I hope I made you laugh. But that's how it goes, though, y'all. And another way that narcissistic people apologize, another way, y'all, that they apologize is literally, again, this is gonna be the tough one right here. Another way they apologize is letting enough time go by. They can give you the silent treatment during this time, but time, past time, is not an apology. To a narcissist, it is, because if you don't break up with me in a certain amount of time, that's automatic for forgiveness. I said this in another narcissistic robot resetting, powering down the empathy. Low empathy levels, low. I'm back now. But enough time goes by, they think the expiration date on getting an authentic apology or them saying I'm sorry has expired. They'll just let a week or two go by. Y'all don't talk about it. Nobody brings it up. And things go back to normal. Past time is not an apology. This is like if they break up with you, leave you alone for 3-4 months. They go ghost on you. And they just come out of nowhere. Just like, hey, big head. Hey, stinky butt. Whatever their little silly nickname they give to you, your pet name. You know, sometimes their pet names they give to you are insulting as hell. A lot of times the pet names they get to you are truly insulting names. Hey, stinking butt breath. Hey, butt breath. Hey, butt face. They give you some terrible nicknames that y'all think are sweet. Oh, I called him my honey bun. He called me his stinking butt. He calls me his dingleberry. Whatever. What? He calls me this right here. But literally, y'all, past time is not an apology. So many people want that. I know that's one of the main things that a lot of people want when you get out of these relationships or you're trying to stay in there. You just want to know at the core, at the base, you just want to know you matter. I just want to know I matter to this person. You probably did matter to this person at one time or another, y'all. But at the end, what are their actions saying to you right now? At the beginning, their actions were saying you matter to them. What are their actions saying right now? So many people ask me, do they love me? Do they care about me? Did they ever love me? Did they ever care about me? What are actions? The actions. They can say, I'm sorry, but what about the actions behind it? They can say, I'm sorry for cheating on you, but then they go out and clap the steam off of somebody else's cheeks and leave red marks and red bruises and handprints on somebody else's cheeks. Or somebody else leaves handprints on their cheeks. And is that an apology? They did it again. They did it again. You got a small hand. You come, you go, you know, you go, you get clap some cheeks. You see a handprint the size of like Shaq, Like Shaquille O'Neal done dunked the cheeks. Yeah, people, like I'm telling you, authentic apologies are the only way to go. Why so many people, we so apt at ready, being ready to accept these terrible ass apologies, these blanket statement apologies? You just want to hear, I'm sorry. I don't care about hearing, I'm sorry. If there's no action behind it, I'm sorry. You're really sorry? Delete, block, and tell that person you're done with them forever. No, I can't do that. I don't want to hurt. Then they're not sorry. If you're sorry, give me the passcode to your phone. No, see, I am sorry, but you got to blindly trust me now. See how it worked? That's not how it worked. You got to blindly trust me now because I'm sorry. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to accept? Those are just a few ways narcissistic people apologize. Sometimes they'll apologize by getting mad at you. They apologize with some rage for you accusing them before you catching them in something. You know what I mean? Sometimes that's how they apologize, by getting mad and screaming and yelling at you. Like, that's how it goes right there. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I really, truly, truly appreciate every single one of y'all because, you know, as much as y'all learn from me, I promise, I learn even more from you. Like and subscribe for more. Turn on those notifications so you don't miss a video. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace. My podcasters, thank y'all so much, y'all. I really appreciate y'all. I know I've been rumbling around a little bit because, like I said, my wife took my son, my younger son, to the movies and whatnot. So I was sitting here with my little baby girl, and she took a nap. Finally fell asleep in my lap. She never ever falls asleep in my lap. She's a little bug. Finally, a year and 3 months into it, she falls asleep in my lap. So I had to get comfortable. That's why the podcast is a little late, y'all. I got comfy. I'm sorry I was getting comfy with some baby cozies. I'm sorry. Look, you hear me? I'm sorry. Anyways, y'all, I'm truly thankful for y'all, all the good reviews and things like that, man. I'm really truly thankful for y'all. Thank you. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.